You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Up next, I have a report on most of the major parties on this year's ballot's health policies, as our election coverage is health and referendums. The parties I've looked at are Labour, National, the Greens, the Māori Party, New Zealand First, ACT and TOP, or the Opportunities Party. And I've broken up the health policies into the following subsections: COVID-19 response, public health, health services, alcohol and drugs, and mental health. So let's begin by looking at what these parties' policies are on COVID-19. And also, just so you know, this is a brief overview. And if this is something you're very passionate about or want to look into more, I'd encourage you to check out the parties' websites or the spin-off, who've got a great list compiled on each party's policies. I've chosen some instrumental tracks to go under this. I hope it all works out well, but just bear with me as this is the first live report I've done. But let's get into it. Right. Labour's COVID-19 response, their policies that they want to do is to continue to increase funding for PharmAc, improve COVID-19 testing facilities and to allow for more surge capacity, and improve the contact tracing system. National want to establish a border protection agency, use shorter and more targeted lockdowns, and require people to test negative before arriving in NZ. And they would also allow tertiary institutions to bring international students to New Zealand. The Greens, as part of their COVID-19 response, would introduce 10 days of paid sick leave. The Māori Party would implement that students who are below year 13 would not be allowed to go to school in level 3. New Zealand First would like to see the military be used for border quarantine facilities. The ACT Party say that travellers will be treated differently based on the risk of the countries they are coming from, and that people who escape the quarantine facilities will be imprisoned. And the Opportunities Party say that they would re-establish the Public Health Commission. Now onto public health policies. Labour's public health policies would be to continue to fund insulation and heating to low-income households. They would continue to increase funding to PharmAc and extend school nurses to decile 5 primary schools. The National's public health policies, they have a big focus on cancer. They want to establish an independent cancer agency, increase funding for gynaecological cancer programs, and require Māori health strategy to identify measures to reduce inequality. The Greens, with their public health policy, would like to see an increase in public health funding. They'd continue their plan to have New Zealand smoke-free by 2025, and they'd increase resources for wellness and preventative mental health measures. For the Māori Party, no policies were found, and the same for New Zealand First regarding public health. But for ACT, they would like to relax vaping restrictions and establish a centralised public health service with border control functions. And TOP, the Opportunities Party, would re-establish the Public Health Commission, tax unhealthy food and subsidise healthy food, and ban junk food advertising. Now, onto health services. With Labour health service policies, they would continue to increase funding for planned care and elective procedures. They would also continue to upgrade hospitals and continue to replace coal heaters with clean energy in hospitals and schools. National have really got a lot of health policy up on their website, and lots in terms of health services here again. They would require elective surgeries to happen within 4 months. They would also provide new parents with $3,000 per child to spend on certain health services. And they would increase funding for cancer medicines and establish an independent cancer agency. The Greens would establish safe zones around abortion clinics, address healthcare needs of transgender, intersex and non-binary people. They would also increase funding for pregnancy and postnatal services and increase funding for family planning. The Māori Health Party, in terms of health services policy, would increase funding to whānau ora, The New Zealand First Health Services policies include increasing funding for the St John's Ambulance, and ACT Health Services would support the legalisation of euthanasia, but they would stop prioritising Māori and Pacifica for elective surgeries. And TOPS Health Service policies include free dental care for people under the age of 18 and also people on low incomes. Now onto alcohol and drug-specific health policy. Labor would continue their focus on community-based training for mental health and addiction workers. National would... A lot of their policies for alcohol and drugs and health services focus on the use of methamphetamine, and these include increasing resources and district health boards for meth detox support. The Greens, as you've heard from Chloe Swarbrick earlier in the show today, support the legalisation of cannabis in the referendum. No parties were found on alcohol and drugs specifically for the Māori Party, as with New Zealand First. For ACT, their alcohol and drug policies include supporting a referendum on the legalisation of cannabis, same as the Greens. And their big thing that their website talks a lot about is support for a new entity to help with mental health and addiction services. This is sort of a re-channeling of funds that currently go into mental health into this new thing that there's a lot of information about on their website. And the Opportunities Party would like to raise the legal drinking age to 20, which I imagine would be, there'd be a lot of pushback for that. On to mental health. Labor's mental health policies include continuing their focus on community-based training for mental health and addiction workers, and they would continue to pilot a mental health program in primary and intermediate schools. National have a similar thing. They would require schools to teach mental health skills, and the Greens would like to provide free counselling to everyone under the age of 25. No mental health policies were found again for the Māori Party and also for New Zealand First, but ACT would like to, as I mentioned before, establish a new entity to fund and commission mental health and addiction services, and no mental health policies were found for TOP. Now, onto funding specifically, a lot of the parties didn't have policies for how we're going to fund health, except for the Greens and the Māori Party. The Greens, in terms of funding policy and the workforce, would like to establish a Māori health agency and fund primary health care through Māori organisations. They would also like to offer scholarships and professional development for Māori seeking management roles in healthcare, and they would like to fund Pacifica people to train as healthcare workers. And the Māori Party would like to progress pay equity negotiations for Māori nurses, and they would require DHBs or district health boards to fund Māori health providers enough to provide pay equity to staff.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.